I had a man, actually the man's wife told me this the other day about a man that also that just died. And she said her husband was talking with this man and just about Christmas. And said, this man says, you know I'm not right with God. I know I'm living in sin. And I know, but he said, again, the guy's only in his 50s or 40s or whatever. I don't know how old he is, but somewhere 40, 50. He says, I know I'm not living right, but I need to get right with God. You know, someday I need to really sit down and get right with God. But within a month or maybe 2 months, whatever it was, he also had a massive heart attack and he's dead. Now then, if he didn't get right with God, where do you think he's at today? Ooh, I don't even like to think like that, do you? Oh, I got plenty of time. I'll do that. That's like a young boy down at DFW Airport one day. He was about 20 years old, 22 or 3 years old, something like that. He is cussing and doing all kinds of things. And I say, son, you need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He said, nah, I ain't got time for that Jesus stuff. He said, I'm going to sow my wild oats. I'm going to have fun and I'm going to live exactly like I want to. One day when I get old, he said, then I'll, if maybe, but that time I'll decide to make Jesus Lord of my life. I said, you won't ever do it. He ain't going to let you live like that. I said, I come to tell you today is the day of salvation. I said, you need to make Jesus Lord of your life. I said, because if you don't, I said, you could die any minute. Ah, he said, I'm going to live a long time. I said, you don't know that. No, I take it back. I was 28. I remember how old he was. He said, I'm going to live a long time. I said, son, nobody knows that. I said, nobody knows how long you're. I'm 28 years old. I'm going to sow my wild oats and I'm going to have fun. I said, mark my warning, son. God put me here today to warn you. You need to make Jesus Lord of your life. He didn't want nothing to do with it. Just a few weeks later, the boy went out partying with his friends one night. He had a Jeep with a cloth top on it. And he got a little too much to drink. So when he got in his Jeep, he didn't fasten his seatbelt. And he ran off the road, ran up on an embankment. And just as the Jeep's turning over, he's drunk and he falls out on the ground and the Jeep rolled right over on top of him. He went wherever he went. And when he opened his eyes in hell, he said, Lord, give me another chance. You know what the Lord told him? 3 weeks ago, I sent my son to sit right down at a table. He was right there at this place. You remember it exactly. And he told you exactly then you needed to make me as your Lord and Savior because you didn't have any idea how many days you had left on this earth. I sent him to tell you that day and you rejected me. You have no excuse. Every time he sends you to do that, you want to make sure you do what he tells you to do. Because the person he sends you to talk to, you don't know. That 28-year-old young man, I had no idea when I told him that in just a few weeks he's going to be dead. But he was. You know, I mean, if you'd have looked at him and you'd have asked the question, which one of these two men do you think you're going to die first, you or this old man here? Oh, he'd say, I'm going to outlive this old guy 3-1. He's only 28. But in 3 weeks, he's dead, and that's been 10, 15 years ago, and I'm still going. But I don't know how many days I got left. I know I got a time somewhere. But I'm sure we're going to live it, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to have fun with Jesus until he does bring me home. Because he says here, with what he says here, I don't know how long this is going to be, but I really don't like this. Do you? Now, if he's going to make the whole earth waste and destroy the whole thing, then why do we go out and buy big, fancy houses that we can't afford to pay for? You know, why do we struggle? Why do we buy cars that we don't need? Why do we buy all the stuff that we need or don't need? Why do we spend money we don't have, put it on a credit card, to pay an unbelievable interest and all that stuff, when maybe tomorrow you don't need none of it? You know that? Maybe we don't need none of it. What if next year, or what if this time right here, what if this is 2012? You know, I don't know that, but I do know that that planet X is going to come through our galaxy in the year 2011, 2012, and it's going to pass through, and we're going to see this big monster come through. Now, what if this is what God's going to, how, maybe this is how he's going to do this. I don't know. But he don't have to have another planet come through to do that. You know, he can just reach out there and take his fingers and say, whoosh, and flip it upside down, can't he? Yeah. He can do anything he wants to do. He can do it any way he wants to. But from what I've read right here, it says, look, the Lord is about to destroy the earth and make it a vast wasteland. I'd hate to think that I was going to spend every waking moment. Now, of course, I didn't know these scriptures. When I built this house over here for my wife, me, and my children, I built that house over there, that big two-story house, that's right, that brick one that you see over there. I designed that and built that myself. It took me 5 years to build that major house. Now, the first 5 years, I built a little one on the side, and then I moved into it. And since I was working a normal 10 or 12-hour a day job, and I was out of town 50% of the time, when do you think I had time to build that house? From 6 o'clock in the afternoon when I was at home to 1 o'clock in the morning. Then I'm back at work the next morning at 7. Now, then I spent some long, hard hours. I remember one night when I'm up in that big house, I'm up in there nailing, putting stuff up in there, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I think it's a Friday, and I've been doing this all week. I'm working 10 and 12 hours a day at the airport. I come home and then work another 6 or 8 hours on that house, and that night I'm so tired, I just sat there a minute, and I finally just lay over and put my arm. I said, Lord, I ain't never going to get through this. I'm building this house by myself. I don't have no help. It's just me. You know, and so I'm in there and I'm so tired. I lay my head on my hand and I sat there for a minute and I said, oh God, I'm so tired, Lord. I said, Lord, am I ever going to get through this thing? And it's just like he said, look up. And so I looked up and he said, last year those weren't there. The year before that, you didn't have none of the roof on this. He said, stay with it. You're going to make it. And 5 years from the day I started it, I moved into it. Completely built, finished, and never borrowed a penny to do it. I had saved all my money over the years, and I never borrowed a single dime. In fact, the guy that was my banker, he was out here one day when I told him, I said, I'm going to build me a house right there. Well, at the time, I had a total of about $10,000 cash money in their bank up here in Justin. And he said, Thurman, he said, before you start building a house, you're going to build a house, you want to make sure you get a good loan on that thing, you know. I said, Howard, I'm not going to have a loan. He said, Thurman, you don't have enough money in the bank to build a house that size. I said, Howard, there's other investment firms in the world besides your bank. And I don't have all my money in your bank. He didn't know I had about $350,000 in investments that God had given me over the years. I took a certain amount of my money, my paycheck, and I put it in investments, and several years in a row, I made 40 and 50% return on my investments. Now, how can a guy possibly do that? God says, if you obey me and serve me and put me first, I will bless everything you put your hands to. Let me tell you, He done that for me. I had the money. I built that house, never borrowed a dime to build it. Never borrowed a penny. But I did put some midnight oil on that thing. Oh, I worked long, hard hours. But I got it built. And I built it and got it paid for. Now then, if I had known these scriptures, I'd have probably thought, Lord, that could be this year. So maybe I ought to spend a little more time with my family instead of building this house. And that probably would have been good advice any time. But I now can look at any man or any woman and say, if you're that busy, slow down. Spend a little time with your mate. Spend a little time with your children. Take time to go out to dinner once in a while. Take time to smell the roses. Enjoy living, because you don't know how much longer you have to live. But the one thing we know, we're all going to die. But the first thing you do is put Jesus first. If you die without knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior, instantly you'll be where Pastor Daniel was, in the flames of hell. And he was a preacher. But he didn't make it to heaven because of his unforgiveness. If you have unforgiveness in your heart toward anybody, what do you? I suggest that you get rid of it. I suggest that you do what the King says, walk in love. Many people in the church today are sick and afflicted because they hold a grudge against somebody. And many other people are sick and afflicted today because they will not walk in faith. They will not trust God. God is not a try me God. He's a trust me God totally by faith. And when you do, it's tough. It's tough, I guarantee. But here he says he's going to destroy the earth and make it vast wasteland. The whole earth he's talking about here. This is scary. Verse 3 and 4. Let's go on and see what else. The earth will be completely emptied and looted. The Lord has spoken. Who's telling us this? We read this in the Dallas paper? Where did we read this? In the Bible, in God's Word. Does he say in his Word, my Word is forever settled in heaven, it cannot be changed? That's what he says. It says the earth dries up, the crops wither, the skies refuse to rain. And some places that's true. Some places they refuse to rain and we have the failures of the wheat harvest. And other places they give rain and it floods everything. That's just like in California. When California had all the fires last year, when they were burning everything, there was a few Christian organizations prayed for rain. They did rain, but not where the fire was. Isn't that awful? That it rained where the fires were not, and the rains washed out the road so the firefighting equipment couldn't get to the fires. That sounds like God answered their prayer, doesn't it? Not exactly the way they wanted it, but he did answer their prayer. He said, you want rain? I'll send rain, but I'm going to wash out the road so you can't get to where I'm lighting the fires, because I'm going to burn this place up because of your wickedness. Some people said, God would never do this. Well, let me tell you, you hadn't read this book. The earth dries up, the crops wither, the skies refuse to rain, verse 5 and 6. The earth suffers for the sins of its people. What's it suffering for?
Sins.
Sins of who?
People.
People. Us. You and me. For they have twisted the instructions of God. Now, nobody would ever do anything like that, will they? They have violated his laws and broken his everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse consumes the earth and its people. A curse. They are left desolate, destroyed by fire. Few will be left alive. Few will be left alive. That means that, how many people's on the earth right now? About 7 billion. What is a few? Well, last time we don't know how many there was, but he said, few there will be that will be saved. But there was, how many were saved in the flood?
Eight
people.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Great Shaking Coming, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.